This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari expresses concern over global risk posed by climate change. President Bhandari urges all to maintain ecological balance by protecting natural heritage. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Kharka stresses on innovative foreign policy, keeping national interest at center. And World Health Organization worries about fresh wave of COVID-19 infections in Europe as fresh unrest erupts in the Netherlands against new lockdown rules. Now, the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed her concern over the global risk posed by climate change. Inaugurating the Gyanmala Bhajankhala, a monument located at Swayambhu after its reconstruction, President Bhandari said increasing pollution has posed a threat to the culturally beautiful city of Kathmandu, taking toll on human health. The President also emphasized on conserving old cultural heritages to maintain ecological balance by protecting natural heritages. Likewise, the President drew the attention of the concerned sectors to the programs on adaptation to climate change. President Bhandari underlined the need of judicial utilization of local resources for national prosperity. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Kharka has pointed out the need of innovative foreign policy based on national consensus. Addressing a program organized by the Center for Nepal and Asian Studies under Trivuvan University in Kathmandu yesterday, the foreign minister said he was active to devise the foreign policy keeping national interest at center. The minister also said that Nepal should be aware how it could reap a benefit from the progress in its neighboring countries, India and China. He further stated that the problems, if any with neighbor, could be resolved via diplomatic dealings. What conventions of the CPN Maoist Center have begun across the country? Member of the Central Election Commission of the party, Hariram Sri Pali, said the conventions began to select leadership in 6,743 wards. He further said most of the wards selected the leadership unopposed. The party is conducting national convention from the 26th to 28th of December. CPM UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said the current uncomfortable situation emerged in the politics should be settled through democratic exercise. Inaugurating the third national convention of the Pariwar Dal yesterday, he highlighted the need of citizen awareness and unity to propel democracy in a true sense. Likewise, Chairman Oli added, the democracy should not be made a subject of cheating others. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that the ministers participating in the incumbent government from his party were directed not to get involved in any wrongdoings. On the last day of two-day national gathering organized by National Health Workers Association Nepal in Bhaktapur, Chairman Nepal warned the ministers of taking against them if they were found guilty. On a different note, he argued that they were compelled to establish a new party after the door was closed for the true and real communists in the CPN-UML. Four international rights organizations have said that Nepal has made no progress on justice for crimes under international law in the 15 years since the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. Issuing a statement, the Amnesty International, the International Commission of Jurists, the Human Rights Watch and the Trial International said that the government of Nepal should prioritize the needs of victims and set a timeline for fulfilling its legal obligations. The statement has accused the authorities of being reluctant to meet their obligation to investigate grave crimes and deliver justice. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has stressed on the need of mobilizing social capital for the development of foundation for for Socialism, addressing a program organized by CPN Mavist Center Pasthar Kathmandu Contact Coordination Committee. Finance Minister Sharma said future course should be based on the formation of production-oriented social capital. The finance minister pointed that the party committees should lead the productive and employment sector by continuing the socio-cultural transformation campaign. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajendra Shrestha has informed about preparation for forwarded Federal Civil Service Act through ordinance. Addressing a press meet in Sankhwa Sabha yesterday, Minister Shrestha said all the efforts were made to endorse the act through Parliament. It was not possible due to political hitches. He said there was lack of 40% administrative and 60% technical human resources due to the non-formulation of the act. A total of 242 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests of 7,136 samples. Likewise, 444 people recovered in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, a person died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,495 in Nepal so far. Your Guru Ramdev Baba has described Nepal as an unrivaled country rich in Vedic, Sanatan and religious culture. The Indian Your Guru said this in a yoga and meditation session he conducted at Chandragiri Hills yesterday morning. He also urged the Indian tourists to come to Nepal, make a study of these aspects and be benefited from the Himalayan region and clean environment along with religious tourism. The 13th meeting of the Nepal-European Union Joint Commission is scheduled to take place in Kathmandu, November 24th. In order to attend the meeting, Deputy Managing Director of European External Affairs Service for Asia and Pacific region leading a three-member delegation, Paolo Pampaloni, has arrived in Kathmandu. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the meeting would discuss the regional and multilateral issues of mutual interests and all dimensions of the relations between Nepal and the European Union. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Fresh unrest has erupted in the Netherlands against new lockdown rules amid rising COVID-19 cases in Europe. People hurled fireworks at police and set fires to bicycles in The Hague on one night after protesting. Rotterdam turned violent and police opened fire. Thousands of demonstrators also took to the streets in Austria, Croatia and Italy as anger mounted over new curbs. The World Health Organization, WHO, said it is very worried about rising coronavirus cases on the continent. Its original director, Dr. Hans Kluge, told the BBC that unless measures were tightened across Europe, 500,000 more deaths could be recorded by next spring. Many governments across the continent are bringing in new restrictions in a bid to tackle rising infections. A number of countries have recently reported record high daily case numbers. Yemen's Houthi fighters said they fired 14 drones at several Saudi cities on Saturday, including at Saudi Aramco facilities in Jeddah, with the Saudi state news agency reporting that the Saudi-led coalition attacked 13 targets in Yemen during a military operation against the group. The Houthi military spokesperson said in a televised press conference that the group had attacked Aramco's refineries in Jeddah as well as military targets in Riyadh, Jeddah, Abu Jizan and Nasran. Sari said the attacks were in response to the escalation of aggression by the Saudi-led Arab coalition and the continuation of its crimes and seize of Yemen. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain possible at one or two places of Province 1. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature 22.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidyadevi Bhandari expresses concern over a global risk posed by climate change. President Bhandari urges all to maintain ecological balance by protecting natural heritage. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka stresses on innovative foreign policy keeping national interest at centre. And World Health Organization worries about first wave of COVID-19 infections in Europe as fresh unrest erupts in Netherlands against new lockdown rules. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.